I now call the meeting on the Committee on Public Affairs in the Matheson IGT Knowledge Center, room 423 at 1 p.m. to order on Friday, March 29th, 2019 at 1 p.m. Moving into second item on the agenda, roll call.
Senator Ahmed.
Present.
Senator Alvarez.
Absence excused.
Senator Aziz.
Present.
Senator Dobbs.
Present.
Senator Green.
Absence excused.
Senator Westerman.
Present.
Okay, and a quorum is present.
Okay. Moving into agenda item number 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing as how there is no public comment, we will now move into agenda item number 5, reports of the Director of Legislative Affairs, Katie Worrell. Director Worrell, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Hi, everyone on the phone. So I've been working on a memo that is consolidating all of our feedback from the Affordable Housing Teach-In event. That was a while ago, but our goal with that was to send all the feedback from the discussion from all the attendees to the university administration. So hopefully we could have a resolution sponsored that basically just has everything that the attendees said and sent over to the City Council and University Administration. I'm going to be sending that to the Committee of University Affairs. I don't know if it's... Maybe I should be sending it to Speaker Martinez, though, because I don't know if it's for that committee, but I don't know if you guys helped me with that or not. Then I'm also thinking of drafting a memo that consolidates all of the bills from the legislature that correspond to those 4 legislative priorities we passed, and then asking senators to write resolutions on them and saying that they'll have substantial help from our department to write those, since we still haven't gotten any. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that as well. Then campus to the Capitol. So we are going to be, that's April 19th, and there's going to be a gift pulse link for it soon, but it's hopefully going to be a really good event. We're planning on having a press conference at 12, so students are going to be speaking at a microphone, and we're going to do a press release and have, like, media, our own media there, hopefully some others, and we're going to be talking about those 4 legislative priorities, and then students can speak about whatever they want. We're also going to be tabling inside the building from 10 to 1, and we have different shifts, 30-minute shifts for that. And then we're also allowed to have 15 students on the floor in the assembly, like we did for the UNR Lobby Day. And then we're also going to have a training a couple days before the actual event to teach students about the legislature, about the bills that are going on, and then answer any questions they have. Sarah Peters and Amber Joyner are going to be, hopefully, in attendance at that. So I really would like... I've been telling a lot of people about it because I would really like more students who aren't in ASUN to go to that and to be able to sit on the floor, too. So if you could... we're going to be sending that, the gift post link, to everyone soon. So if you could tell... people outside of ASUN especially about it and encourage them to go and let them know that there's going to be a lot of support, and even if they don't fully understand the legislature, like we're trying to make it so that it's completely accessible. And then we're also tabling this Tuesday. We're going to inform students about 5 different bills that are related to the legislative priorities. And then we're going to be recruiting people for our positions. And then we're doing a Global Issues Week on the same week that we're doing Campus to the Capitol, but it's being led by Assistant Director Komen Duri and the interns, so it's kind of their event they're doing. We're going to be talking about U.S. foreign policy, United Nations policy, and then the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, which are 17 goals, basically, that we're trying to, that they're trying to have each country achieve by 2030. So that's just going to be like a tabling event that you can stop by April 17th and 18th. I know that was a lot, but if you have any advice on those like first couple things or...
My first question would be for the affordable housing teach-in memo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a time when you'll know the memo will be done?
Today.
Oh, it'll be done today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Anthony needs resolutions for the last Senate meeting. The last resolutions will be due this next Thursday at 5 p.m. Otherwise,
okay,
they won't make the agenda for our last meeting.
Okay.
So depending on that, I'll see if I can draft the resolution or someone else is willing to help on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you could get the memo to me whenever you finish it.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, because you'll still be in term after we're taken out of office, but that means that we could possibly get that to maybe one of the next senators, and it doesn't make a difference if they acknowledge that it was the 86th Legislative Affairs that did the teach-in, and now they're just putting that into office. Into record. I don't think that'll change any of the power that it might have.
Okay.
Senator Westerman?
Myself and Senator Allman are both continuing for the next session, so worst comes to worst, we can start something now and pick it up next session.
Yeah.
Cool.
We have the backup. And then my second question, do you guys need any help for Campus to the Capitol? Are you asking for like any table, like volunteerism, or do you just want the students to as well to show up?
Definitely volunteers for like the tabling, and then for if you want to come speak, that'd be great too.
Okay.
Or just there in attendance, and then hopefully, as the legislatures, we won't know until a couple days before what's going to be happening that day, but
mm-hmm.
hopefully we could send some students to the committees that would be going on that day to do public comment. We're trying to set up meetings with, like, each person's representative, so you're also welcome to do that. The only thing is I am hoping to have students who are not in ASUN on the floor.
Okay. Do you have a visual and or the sign-up for that for students who are not... ASUN.
Yes. So the GivePulse link
is going to be done
today, hopefully.
Okay.
And then we're still waiting on an e-block for like promotions for that. But
okay. And you guys are busing again?
Campus escort.
Campus escort. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or Senator drive Dog. Yourself.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
Director Wall, did you already mention the dates and times for that?
I don't think I did. It's April 19th. And it's all day. Campus Escort leaves at 9:30 from UNR and gets back to UNR at 3:30. But if you drive yourself, you can stay whenever, go whenever. There's going to be something to do the whole day, though. If you show up whenever, you'll have something to do.
Okay, thank you. And that's all on GivePulse?
That will be on GivePulse later.
Yes, hopefully by today.
Awesome, thank you.
You're welcome.
Senator Ahmed, do you have any questions for Director Worrell?
No, I think it's good. I heard the date.
Okay. Anything last, Director Worrell?
Do you think writing the memo on the four legislative priorities with all those bills will help senators write something or...
To be honest, Director Worrell, I don't know, because I made the Excel spreadsheet for those bills that we were for the other senators.
Mm-hmm.
There's one resolution on there, and that's for me. I haven't retroactively gone back and done the ones that we already did, but I will so that we can pass that document to the next session as well.
Okay.
They still have some time with the Nevada legislature. And then, of course, our policy analyst, Kylis, also made one and shared it.
Yeah.
I haven't checked that, so I don't know if there's going to change on that. But.
Okay.
I mean, I've iterated it to Senate. I've iterated to senators outside of Senate as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else is coming from people, to be honest.
Okay.
Senator Westerman?
I think you should definitely bring this up for the next session. You're still going to be here. It starts in like 2 weeks. So,
yeah.
They'll be new and eager to jump on things.
Okay.
That's something that we can bring up again then, too. Because I know I've... I just started receiving the briefs from JOCO, and I have a couple in mind that I want to do, and I've started working on, but I don't think I'll be able to finish them for this session. But next session, definitely.
Yeah, I think our turnover for senators is okay. We have enough senators returning that hopefully there will still be some steam left in those guys and some more steam in people. So.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Good. So moving into agenda item number 7, a senator updates. Would any of the current senators at this meeting like to share anything that they've been working on? Okay. I myself have been writing a resolution in opposition to Senate Bill 389, which is banning personal apiaries, aka personal beekeeps, from suburban and urban areas. That resolution will be on the agenda for the last Senate meeting. Simply because I was getting it verified by PhD and getting some more resources, but it's finished now, so it'll be up there. Is there anything else any other senator would like to share? Senator Westerman?
I just started potentially working on one, I forget what number it is, but the one about getting rid of the statute of limitations for some victims of sexual assault. I'm in the middle of watching that 50-minute video, so when I'm done and I have all the information, hopefully be writing something out.
Glad to hear that, Senator Westerman. Make sure you log it on our sharing form so that the senators know that it's something we've already worked on. Senator Dobbs, do you have any updates?
I do not.
Okay. Senator Ahmed, do you have any updates?
You already know the answers, though.
Okay, good to know. Seeing as how there are no more senator updates, we'll now move into agenda item number 8, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing as there is no public comment, we'll now move into agenda item number 9, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 1:12 p.m.